Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A very pleasant good day to you wherever you are right now, listening to 102.7 PJD3, broadcasting live from Plaza 21 on Backstreet on beautiful St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean. How are you doing today on this lovely day? I'm your host, Roy Cotton Jr., also known as DJ RC, with you now up until the hour 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live and direct. I'm pretty sure you're having a lovely day as much as I am, and I'm super excited to be with you because it's going to be an amazing show. That's right, it's going to be a really amazing show today because I'm going to be joined by four guests is going to be in the studio, and when you hear what they're going to share with you, you're going to say, wow, that's very, really amazing. I'm inspired, and I do want to also get on board to be involved in what they were involved. So I just invite you to stick and stay with me today, as it's going to be an amazing one with my four guests when they get into the studio. Besides the amazing music I've got for you today on this lovely one, this fantastic show is heard live every Sunday on 102.7 FM. PJD3 here on beautiful St. Martin, and on Bashani Radio, and also iHeart Radio in New York every Monday at 3 p.m. And that goes out to over 1.3 million listeners. And that is exactly the stats that I received last month for the amount of listeners that listen to Love and Inspiration through Bashani Radio. And all the downloads and streaming came up to 1.3 million listeners. So I thank you out there for listening to Love and Inspiration, including all of those wonderful listeners here on St. Martin and the Eastern Caribbean and around the world on pjd2radio.com, and also on voiceofthecaribbean.net every Sunday 8 p.m. and Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Such a beautiful song, giving God all the praise and thanks. He's done so much for you, wouldn't you agree? Yes, all the glory goes to him. And that's what we need to do every day, give God thanks, because if it was not for him, you would not be here today listening to my beautiful voice. So we thank the good Lord, and I thank him for my voice too, and I thank him for what he whispered into my heart 12 years ago when I was still a student at University of Hertfordshire in beautiful England. And today, now 12 years further, I'm here on 102.7 FM, and you're listening to my voice this very second. And also on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio every Monday afternoon, broadcasting out to 1.3 million listeners. So I thank the good Lord for where he's brought Love and Inspiration and where it's going to. So please, ladies and gentlemen, keep your ears open and your eyes open for what I'll be doing with this show and much more with the Love and Inspiration brand for 2019. I'm so happy today, as you know, because I'm joined by wonderful guests. That's right, I have in a studio here with me three lovely persons who are going to share with you all about what they've been up to over the last few years. And it's so amazing what they've done, and you're going to hear all about it. They are three students who are finishing now in just a little while. They're going to have their graduation. So let me bring down the background music here, because I want you to hear me very clearly. They're going to have their graduation coming up very soon, and I am talking about three students who have successfully, as far as I know, completed their master's levels in counseling, right? They are three students of the master counseling degree program at the Grace Hill Bible University St. Martin campus. Now, about 2 weeks ago, we had two young ladies who started off the program, the counseling degree program. I'm talking about Minister Rosanna Simon Ajide and also Toya Joseph. And today now we have with me here in the studio the pioneers of this powerful course. And I'm talking about Mr. Rickson Martina, Dorothy Busseman, and Nordely Gregoire. And they are all three very proud, hardworking, as I understood, master's counseling degree students at Grace Hill Bible University campus on St. Martin. Welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you doing, Mr. Rickson Martina? How are you doing today? Lovely to have you.
I'm doing great, Mr. Roy Cotton. And thanks for having me here this afternoon.
You're more than welcome. And this is not the first time that you've been on my show. I remember the last time you were on the show, you shared some powerful words, and I had to say to myself, is this guy running for president or prime minister?
Well, you never know. You never know.
Fantastic. Well, we'll see at the end of the day. You'll get my vote, okay, if there's elections. All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Of course, I'm always pulling your leg, Rickson, but you know how it is. And next to Rickson, we've got Norderly Gregoire, who's been on the show before. Good afternoon, Norderly. Welcome to Love and Inspiration again. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Mr. Cotton. I'm doing very well. And good afternoon, radio listeners. I know that you'll enjoy the program this evening.
Fantastic. Good to have you back on the show. Dorothy Buzeman, also have been on the show before. And I know when this lady spoke the last time, it was so powerful. I thought at the end of the day, you know, I just had to become the guest. And she is the hostess because she had so much to share. She was so passionate about it. And today, I'm all ready to hear her. And I'm pretty sure you too on Love and Inspiration. Good afternoon, Dorothy. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi. Good afternoon, Mr. Cotton. Thank you for having us today.
All right. Great stuff. I'm super excited. Now, you know, I'm just going to ask you this. Let me just start off first with Norderly. Norderly, can you share with the listeners who is Norderly Gregoire? Tell them who you are. I hope you're not visiting on a cruise ship, but you live here so that we can see you all the time. Okay, talk with us.
Well, I am Norderly Hewitt Gregoire. I'm a teacher, and I'm also an ordained minister. I'm from Jamaica, and I've been living in St. Martin now for about 13 years, living and teaching here.
Fantastic. And that's a really important profession that you're in because we need teachers, and I'm pretty sure it's a rewarding job for you.
Most definitely.
Fantastic. Welcome again to you. Rickson, talk to us a little bit about who is Rickson Martina.
Well, Rickson Martina is a husband, a father of four kids, working at the prison for about 29 years, and also an ordained minister, and right now doing the last part of this master degree in counseling.
All right. Well, it looks like you've got a full-time job there, Rickson, a father of four, and you're working, and at the same time, too, you know, you're here on the show. So, Rickson, you've got it going on. Definitely, I'm going to vote for you.
Thank you very much in advance.
Dorothy, talk to us. Who's Dorothy Buzeman?
Well, I'm a wife. I have a son and a grandson. I work at Travel Planners. I've been working there now for 17 years, but I haven't been in this business now going on for 40 years because I used to work at the airport first. And I am an ordained licensed minister.
Fantastic. Are you able to book my next flight for me, Dorothy?
Yes.
All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to book my flight after this interview, so I'm not going to leave you like this. So don't become afraid. This interview would finish today. Definitely, I can promise you that. So I just want to check in with you, Norderly, just to tell us a little bit about the purpose of Grace Hill Bible University, because this is not your conventional university. You would get your scholarship, of course, and you go away and study, and it's in Canada or the UK. But it's a very interesting Bible university. So tell us a little bit about the purpose of Grace Hill Bible University.
The purpose of the Grace Hill Bible University is to equip aspiring ministers to be able to function in their position and also to educate God's people on the gospel and also bring them to a level where they will be also able to educate others by the knowledge that they gain.
I see. And for the fact that this is the type or the actually the mission of Grace Hill Bible University, you've been now how long at the university?
Norderly.
Sorry. Yeah, it's almost about the same. So the names are close to each other.
Well, both of us are from Jamaica.
Yes. So tell us a little bit of how long you've been at Grace Hill Bible University campus at Martin.
I enrolled initially in the university in 2012. And I've been doing courses on and off since then.
I see.
I've done various courses with the university.
Can you share with us what have been some of the courses you've followed at the university?
I started off doing the associate's degree in theological studies, and then I moved on to doing the bachelor's in that. And then I moved on to doing the ministerial course, and then I moved on to this counseling course.
I see. So it's really been a journey. So you would just be safe enough to say that you can become the next dean of the university because of all you've been doing all over the years?
Anything is possible. I'm certainly poised to do so.
All right. I love that answer. Definitely. And I know the dean is listening. So dean of the university. And who is your dean at Grace Hill Bible University?
Our dean at Gracie W. University is Dr. Orlando Wilson.
Okay, Dr. Orlando Wilson, as you're listening, don't worry, she won't be taking your job. She's just saying anything is possible. Rickson, Martina, thank you so much, Norderly. Rickson, how long have you been at this university? Talk to us.
Well, I've been now about 6 years at this university.
And what have you been doing over this course of time?
I start also with a ministry that's equipped you to be part like a ordained pastor. You could do wedding, you could officiate burial, you could minister to people, you could evangelize, you could do all those stuff, and especially get the understanding of the Bible. So like when you read a Bible verse, that you get the understanding how you could interpret the Bible verse, so you don't put it out of context, you put it in context where it need to be. And also, what do you need to understand the Bible fully?
I see. And it sounds very, very interesting as I'm following you, Rickson. And you talked about weddings, burials, and so forth. Have you done any weddings as yet?
Well, not as yet. Not as yet. But I'm planning to do one soon in the future.
Coming soon?
Yes, soon.
All right. He's full of energy and enthusiastic about that. So, Rickson, let us know when that opportunity comes
for you. Yes, because before I do it, I think now I'm equipped.
Okay.
Because I know before, it's not just a ceremony, but you got to be able to prepare the couples.
Right.
For what they're going into. See if they really understand what marriage is all about. So now that we do this course, that we know now what is the weakness and the strength of the couple, so we could help them so they could have a successful marriage.
I see. And you're talking also to, I'm pretty sure, out of experience as being a married person.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Because I've been practicing on my wife and my four kids then.
So how many years?
You know, you got to be able to do it home first before you go outside.
I see. So. Okay, practice makes perfect, right?
Definitely.
Oh, how many years are you married, Rickson?
I'm going to make 29 years.
29 years? Okay, 29 as well, I guess. Absolutely, you've got the T-shirt, you've worn it, and ready to put on a new T-shirt.
I wouldn't change that for nothing.
All right, I love that. Dorothy, what about you? How long have you been over at Grace Hill University? Give us a little bit of an idea of your trajectory to where you are today.
I started with Grace Hill when they were school, when they just started in St. Martin. The first course they did was leadership, and that was in the in St. Peter's Main at Community Center. This is where I started with them when it was school, and then they become a college, and now that they are university. So I've been with them for a long time.
All right. Well, at the end of the day, now I'm just wondering, Dorothy, you've been with them a long time, just as Norderly. So I wonder what position will be next for you then, Dorothy, at Grace Hill Bible University. I know you're into the travel agents industry, but okay, we'll get to that a little later. All right. So let's look a little bit. Today, you are now coming to the end of your master's counseling degree program at Grace Hill Bible University. So let's go back a little bit so that the listeners could have a feel of what that experience has been for you. Now, today is 2019. We're in the month of June, 2019. So we're going to go back a little bit. Let me ask you, Norderly, as far as you could remember, what was it like actually starting off the counseling degree program? Because I understood that you all are the pioneers of this counseling degree program, and who was it created by? If you may first answer that, and then tell us a little bit about your journey.
The counseling degree program was started by your beautiful wife, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton. And what was the next question?
And your journey thus far.
My journey just thus far. Starting off in the course, at the beginning, it was very exciting. We started off with about 15 people. Approximately, more or less, a little bit more or less. And then it dwindled down to four.
Wow. And why did it dwindle down to four? Was it that at the end of the day, it was challenging for persons to keep up, or maybe it could be personal circumstances, because as I understood, you guys receive really powerful and, you know, transformational information. So talk to us. Do you think is the journey was maybe not for everyone?
I think it's a combination of all of what you said.
Okay.
You know, the course is very compact. It's very challenging. It's very time consuming. You have to have a good schedule. You know, your time has to be managed properly in order to balance work and study. So it's very challenging. And, you know, I'm sure others had personal issues why they didn't continue. But, you know, four of us, we're four strong. We're very supporting of each other. We have a very close network with each other, you know, so we're going well, we're going good, and we're going to reach the finish line. We're almost there. We can almost see it. So we're definitely going to get there together.
I see. Well, you know, at the end of the day, whenever you set out to study a degree program or maybe a certificate program, it always asks for hard work and dedication. And sometimes persons may not be able, because of circumstances, able to put that in. But as I look at all three of you here today, I'm pretty sure you put in a lot of dedication, hard work, having to be focused, and also sacrifice. Yes, is that right,
yes,
Dorothy?
Yes, yes.
Talk to us, Dorothy.
Because as I work in a travel agent, I had to ask my supervisor to reschedule me days that I could go to do my practicum and also my internship. So it was really hard on me, because when I could be off, just lay back and relax, I have to be there. And then when I come from my my practicum or my internship, I have to do my reports. So I could say, since I've been doing my my master's, it was really hard. But because I love it, I go full out doing it.
I can appreciate what you're sharing. What about you, Rickson? Thank you, Dorothy. What about you over your journey of this counseling degree program? When you flashback, Rickson, to where you are today, what can you say?
Well, it has been a journey, because first of all, at many point in time, I had to ask myself, is this my calling? Is this what I was created to do? Because it sounds easy, because for most people, thinking counseling is just sit down and talk and just talk and tell people what to do. It's not, because it's that you got to seek within yourself first, because if there is any issue with you yourself, and when you are in front of a couple or a client and they bring up the same similar issue, if you haven't dealt with it, it's no way you could help the person. So it takes a lot of inner research of yourself. And thank God, I would say, I passed this journey with the help of the Holy Spirit. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, I couldn't reach so far.
I see. Well, you know, at the end of the day, as you stated, that's, you know, the best source to give you that inspiration, that power to be able to move forward. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration Live here with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. on 102.7 FM, also on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio in New York, Voice of the Caribbean in Saint Kitts. And of course, I'm happy that you've decided to join me today. My guests here in the studio with me live today are Rickson Martina and also Nordely Gregoire and Dorothy, Mrs. Dorothy Buzeman. And they are right now the final part of their course. They are master's students, counseling students at a Graceville Bible University campus on St. Martin. Now, I just want to just check in with you wonderful ladies and one gentleman about the following here. If you flash back a little bit pertaining to this course that you're on, and seeing that you're the pioneers, I just want to check in with you on what would you say was the most challenging aspect of the program. What about you, Nordely? Talk to us. What would you say was the most challenging? And then also like to ask, what was the easiest part of the program?
For me, the most challenging part of the program was doing my internship, because I'm mostly an academic student.
Okay.
I am not really a practical person. So going out in the field and doing my practical, you know, that was good practice for my internship. That was very challenging. Of course, I'm a teacher, so I'm used to planning activities and planning lessons. But then in the internship, I was required to plan activities and be active with the children and, you know, get them to express their emotions, different activities to get them to express their emotions and what they're going through, so we can have a discussions and we can bring things out and, you know, help them to function better, you know, in society, in the classroom, in their homes. So the internship aspect of it was the most challenging for me, just because I'm more of an academic student, not a practical person.
I see. And what was one of the easy parts about the program for you, if you think back on this?
I wouldn't say there was any easy aspect of the program. As I said, it's very compact and it requires a lot of studying and planning and time management. But at the beginning of the program, I was a little bit more lax, you know, getting into it. So it seemed easier at that time, starting off. But then getting into the gist of it and getting to know what it's all about and the seriousness of what we're doing, as Rickson referred to before, counter-transference, our teacher deals with us with that immensely. I mean, it's very important. It's imperative that we deal with ourselves before we go in front of clients to help them to heal. We also have to be healed first. And so, you know, it's very important that we have to look into ourselves, examine ourselves, and deal with our issues before we go and deal with other people. And our professor, although we call her teacher, you know, affectionately, because we're like kids sometimes, but she is very good with us with that. Some of the times when we were in class, we didn't even do the topic that we were supposed to be concentrating on at that time. She dealt with us individually. She wanted to know what was happening with us, what was going on for us, how we were, so that she could help us to deal with and process some of the things that we were going through.
I see. Well, as I can hear from you, Nordeli, it has been for you a full pack experience.
Definitely.
Taking it back to the whole journey there. And I'm going to come back onto a very important point in just a bit, but I also want to hear from Dorothy. Just the same question to you, if you can just share with us, you know, what's been the most challenging aspect of the program, and you would say easy, and the same question directed to Rickson.
Well, the challenge, what I experience is starting my internship with the children, because the thing is, I deal with children for Sunday school in church, which was very easy. But now coming to schools and going to the foster home and dealing with the children, you do not know what to expect. And even though you come up with different plans, you know, the children are different because they come from different homes, different issues. So I went to my teacher one time and he was like, you know what, somehow this ain't working for me, what should I do? Then she say, you know, make it fun, you know. So I take that and I carry that into my internship. And there is where nothing is not easy, but there is where I get my internship going. But it was really challenging at the beginning of the internship with the children.
Mm, I see. Thank you for sharing that experience. Rickson, what about you?
Well, for me, it was a challenge because you have your own life to deal with. You have church to deal with. You have your work to deal with. And then you have this whole package, which was not easy. Like Nordeli said already, it's very compact. It's a lot of reading, a lot of research, a lot of things. And when I went to my internship, I end up by Turning Point, Mental Health, and a Ujima. So it's three different level. You have low function, you have high function of clients. So you have to balance that and come home, do your home, work, and go back to school, and then from there to work. So it was very challenging, but we have a great, great professor. It's not because it's your wife, but it's just she is great.
Yes.
And also I get help from Dr. Judith Arindell, and also Fernando Richardson at Turning Point, that helps me a lot when this challenge come up across how to deal with it, because it's not easy.
I see.
Because it's four things you have to do in one, and you have to stay on schedule of each one of them.
I see. I can really tell as I listen to all three of you that being on this course, the counseling degree program at Graceville Bible University campus, located at Heaven's Touch International, across from the Yuppies gas station in Sucker Garden, that you have to remain focused, you have to be dedicated, you have to stay consistent, or you won't make it.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. It's not easy that you just come and just read a book and do a test. No,
yes.
You got to put it in practice.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
And I'm going to actually get into some of your very interesting topics that you covered over the years, because as I gathered, they're so very powerful, and it's something that the listening public needs to know about. And I'm pretty sure when they hear what you share about that, they're going to say, wow, how can I enroll on this program as soon as possible? I don't want to even sleep one night. I just want to go straight to the university and enroll in the next hour, right? Something like that.
Yes.
But I want to come back to a very important thing that Nordely stated before, that is so very important for you all to be able to deal with yourselves, because how can you deal with other person's challenges or situations if you've not basically dealt with yourself first? And that means, according to me, that you would have to really look at yourself in the mirror. And that mirror reflection sometimes, or image sometimes, could be a bit scary, could be like, is this really me? But it's not like you physically had to stand in front of your mirror in your bathroom or your bedroom, but it's during your counseling class. How was that for all three of you? Rickson, how was that for you, having to look at yourself, your inner self, to be able to reach that level of healing, to be able to go out there and help persons in your counseling position?
In the beginning, it was not easy, because like you mentioned, when you look at the mirror, in the reflection, you say, wow, is this me? Because I've been doing this for maybe 20 years, 30 years, but thinking that you was doing it correct. But when you go through the process, you realize that, hey, there is a slight chance that I might be doing this the wrong way. So instead of helping people, you might have destroyed many people's lives. And I could see where I was getting help, but the help that they give me was not sufficient.
Okay.
So with this course, when you see at yourself and you look into the mirror, and especially after what you look at, you could come in the class and you could discuss it among five of us, and we was open with each other.
I see.
And you could really see and correct that image that was not you.
Mm-hmm. I see. But that's very interesting, as you said, Rickson, and why I'm going to go a little deeper with this. Because for the fact, you are a male, and it's not that I'm specifically pointing that out that you are male, but the reason where I'm going with this is because so very often, and because of how we have been conditioned through culture and upbringing, that men are not supposed to express their emotions or express how they feel. But here you are in a group where you have to look at your inner self, and not in the presence of other men, but female colleagues. Talk to us a little bit about how was that for you.
It was hard, because like you mentioned it, they tell you men don't have emotion, men ain't supposed to show no emotion. But in the end, you are human.
Okay.
We all have emotion. So it was a process for me to deal with my own emotion before I could deal with other people's emotion. It's not easy, but you said the culture prepare us wrong.
Okay.
Because one thing that I've been heard from growing up, man don't cry. Man supposed to be strong. Man don't do this. Man don't do that. But in reality, we all are human. And there is that part of you that will be touched. And when it be touched, you got to be able to deal with it. Not hide it under the rug, but you got to deal with it. Especially with this course, you learn to go to the deep of the roots of the tree.
I see.
We treat the roots. We don't treat the leaves of the tree.
Okay.
Because that's just a solution. But we try to find the core of the problem and deal with that.
And that's so very key, especially when you do have a client in front of you. Because the client is coming to you actually to help them find from out of the root cause of the situation. So not just to basically deal with it on the surface and then say, hey, you go, thank you, good Lord bless you, and hopefully I don't see you back next week for the same situation.
No, definitely not, because you okay. know, we all know there is a lot of information there on YouTube, just a tip of the finger.
Right.
And some clients, they are intelligent, they're smart, they do their own research, so when they confront you,
okay,
they want to deal with the issue.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to hear things that is not the right thing. So there is where you got to be able to take them to the process.
I see.
And at times they test you. So you got to be able to pass the test. Then you build the rapport between you and them. When the trust come in, that okay. they know, hey, I could trust this person. I could reveal to this person what I'm going through.
Okay.
Sometimes like you hear cases that it shock you. Like sometimes you hear men that been abused from the 4 years. And women that been abused from close friends, and up to this moment they never dealt with.
Okay.
So if you cannot process it, the first thing you want to come in your mind, let's go fight. But it's not that.
I see. Very powerful, Rickson. What about, thank you for sharing that. And Nordley, what was that like for you having to face yourself in the mirror? And then I'll hear from Dorothy.
Actually, for me it was very interesting, and I was very enthusiastic about doing so, because I would want to know what, you know, what is driving my actions, you know, what is going on with me in the subconscious that's really making me act the way I do.
Okay.
So I was very open to, you know, finding out what's going on with me. So it wasn't as challenging, but certain things that I found out I didn't like.
Okay. And that's very, of course, that's the reality, isn't
yeah,
it?
Definitely.
It's not to say that at the end of the day, if you find out something about yourself, say, yeah, wow, I love that. But it may be things that you say, oh my goodness, that's really me.
Exactly.
I see.
Exactly. Well, so that was challenging. But, you know, our professor helped us to deal with all of that.
I see. Dorothy, what about you?
Well, we did, I could remember we did a thing online. I think it's me. What's things? It's about me. We did.
Okay. A sort of assessment.
Yes. And we had to fill it out. And in my mind, I was like, well, I don't have issues. I don't have a problem. I know myself. And after we got back the assessment and what was in our mind, it's like everything come together, and I was like, this is me, this is me, this cannot be me, you know. And from that, teacher had to work with us individually based on what she got back, the answer. So sometimes you think, you know, you're a nice girl going to church and everything is wonderful, but in our mind, at the back of our mind, there are stuff going on that others don't know. So she helps us to see ourselves, you know. And when you see yourself and who you are, then you'll be able to work with yourself.
That's very, very powerful. And as I understood, of course, this course, again, is being offered by Grace Hill Bible University at Victorious Living Foundation, and your professor is Dr. Nicole Unime Francis Cotton, who has developed this degree program, master's degree program. And you guys are almost to the end of it. So I want to actually ask you this so that listeners out there can really get an idea of some of the really amazing, because I'm looking at it here myself, some of the subjects that you ladies and one gentleman have been through. I mean, can you just share one or two of the subjects areas that you have been through on the master's counseling degree program? Rickson, can you share with us?
Well, I will start with the fundamental of marriage counseling, because in that you get the opportunity to work with the whole family. And there you see how dysfunctional and unhealthy relationship there is in a family. Start from grandfather, grandmother, from both sides, coming down to mother and father and the kids, and go back to grandkids. And you see so many things that is going on in that family, and to be able to identify what is the root cause of it and then deal with it. So that's one of the subjects that we get. That's really pushed me to find out, to, because with this course, I find my own identity.
Okay.
And with that, I teach people to help them how they could find their own identity and take it from there, because majority of person do not know that. At that time, I myself wasn't sure about my own. So, but now that I'm sure about it, now we could teach others to find that. And also, we deal with the internship that I had the opportunity to do. That was also one of the strong points, because you get things on paper, it's easy, but to put it in practice. Mm. And there also, you encounter all kind of person, all kind of problem, all kind of things to deal with. So you really have to put all what you learn,
I see,
in prospect to solve whatever issue or problem you encounter with.
Wow, that's really amazing. As I'm looking at the information about the program, this four-year program utilizes internationally accepted and evidence-based approaches for effective counseling from a biblical and Christian-centered worldview. Subject titles include The Fundamentals of Biblical Psychology, Christian Counseling from an African Indigenous Perspective, Theories of Counseling, Utilizing Energy Psychology in Counseling, Effective Counseling Techniques for Working with Children, the Fundamentals of Marriage Counseling, as you stated a while ago, Rickson, Introduction to Suicide Prevention and Treatment, and Spouse Abuse, a Treatment Program for Couples. Then you've got your Counseling Practicum and a Counseling Internship and Counseling Ethics, Establishing a Professional Counseling Practice. You guys sounds like you are definitely equipped. After reading through all of those subject areas, is it safe enough to say that you guys are definitely equipped to go out there and help transform the lives of people?
Definitely.
Yes.
Yes. Equipped and in twofold, because we're getting the spiritual. We're being trained to deal with the entire person, the
okay.
mind, the body, and the spirit.
I see.
You know, not only the mind or mental issues, but also the mind, the body, and the spirit. We're always reminded that utilize the Holy Spirit in your counseling.
I see.
It's not as if we're going to be evangelizing or pushing religion on our clients, but, you know, utilize the Holy Spirit and see what He will bring out in the session also.
It's very interesting that you do say that, Nordeli, because earlier, and I'm going back to a very important thing, and this is to show how, you know, this also plays a very important role, keen listening. Active listening. So I've been actively listening on the show here to you wonderful three guests of mine. Rickson said earlier about the fact of when you do have a client, you know, you have to show up, you have to be there for the client. And it's not about, at the end of the day, you know, pushing down their throats about prayer or such. The person wants your help at a point in time. And then because I recognize, and this is the unique thing about your course, is the Christian aspect to it. So like how you said a while ago, Nordeli, as it is being led, looking at all aspects, the holistic approach, then there is room at that point in time with respect for the individual to be able to bring in whatever it may be, scripture-wise, etc. Is that correct?
Yes.
Very much correct.
Okay. Dorothy, anything you wanted to add on that?
Yes, because right now, busy doing my sixth session counseling with a married couple.
Okay.
And when I started, I told them that I'm a minister in my assembly. So I would ask them, would you like me to pray with you, you know, at the beginning, at the end, then, you know, then since it's customized with them now,
mm-hmm.
so I don't ask them to pray with them because we started. Then before I leave, I will pray with them at the beginning. You know, we pray, or I will ask them, you know, if you want to share something.
Okay.
Like Rickson and Nordeli said, you know, we are not trained to shove Christianity in a person. But once they get comfortable, being that it's biblical, and we are ministers, and the Holy Spirit is the counselor, so for sure we will impart in that also.
I see. Very, very important. So you are respecting your individual as, you know, as they are, as a client.
Yes.
When they come to you.
Yes.
Now, you are at the end of your course, but as I understood, being at the end of your course, you all are at this point in time engaging in a very, very important area of subjects, and that is all about abuse. That's no stranger to us, eh? Spouse abuse. can you all share briefly, one of you, what have you learned about this spouse abuse treatment program for couples since you're doing this course? Who would like to go on this one? Dorothy?
Well, this book that we have, that we are doing, When Men Batters Women, it's very deep because in this culture that we are in, it is the norm that, you know, a man abuse a woman, and we accept it. It's only now that we are learning a lot from it that now, you know, we make it worldwide that we are not accepting that no more. And one of the books that we are having, When Men Batters Women, it is from John Gottman, because a lot of our books comes from his practice. And knowing about abuse, I never knew that they, in their research, they categorize abused men, one as cobras and one as pit bulls.
Cobras and pit bulls.
Yes.
Interesting.
And when I read it myself, I was like, wow, I wouldn't know, because, I mean, you have pit bulls, so you was wondering, okay, we know pit bulls are dangerous and cobras are dangerous. But the women, now that I'm reading it, I know that what the women are facing and what they are going through. Because women who married cobras, they come from a childhood of abuse. They've been degraded as women. And they feel, being come from that kind of a background, either they get abused from the mom or the dad or whoever it is, they kind of attach themselves to those kind of men.
Okay.
Which is very strange, you know, because they don't have no self-esteem, because the father, whoever, brings them down. So when he brings down your self-esteem, it's like, as a, because I used to believe, like, why would a woman stay in abuse? But from reading that, he breaks down her spirit so bad that she feel, if I go, I will never find another man. If I go, I will never be happy. I have to stay with him for me to be happy. So she stay in that abuse. Because he, like, he breaks her down. And the pit bull, they are so aggressive that when they hit their wife, they, it is really abusive that they could even kill her, you know? And also the cobras, they do the same thing. But women have to know the background of their boyfriend before they go into marriage. That's where counseling is really 100% before you get yourself in a marriage.
I see. So you're talking about premarital counseling. Very important.
Yes.
Okay. I have spoken about that before. So listeners out there, if you're planning to get married, it's so very important to consider that premarital counseling. I'm speaking with Rickson Martinez, Dorothy Buzeman, and Nordity Gregoire, and they are on the final bits of their course. They are the Master Counseling degree students at the Graceville Bible University Campus, St. Martin, which they do follow their course at Victorious Living Foundation. And as I understood, that is every Thursday evening from what time is it?
7:15 to 9:15.
7:15 to 9:15. So it's an evening class. And then you all are on your practicums, and you shared earlier where your internships are located. For those who didn't hear it the first time, Rickson, where's your internship at this point in time?
Turning Point Mental Health in Ujima.
Okay, that's where you are through those three, rotating through those three. And Nordely, your internship?
Mine is at the Ujima Foundation, and I just want to big up my supervisor, Mr. Fernando Richardson, and all the staff at the day treatment.
Okay, thank you. And Dorothy, your internship?
My internship is I Can Foster Home for the Children.
I Can Foster Home. Okay.
Yes. And also St. Peter's by the St. Martin Association Youth Foundation.
I see. Okay. So you all are at very, very much important organizations, and really bringing a difference in a person's lives. Now, as we're coming up to the end of this wonderful interview with all three of you. Something I wanted to just touch base on, which I understood is a very powerful thing, and that is the making of a slave. Can one of you actually share with us what you learned about making of a slave very briefly, because of the time that we still have left on this wonderful interview? Rickson.
Well, making of a slave.
Uh-huh.
I was introduced to the professor to this documentary, it shocked me because there was a word that been taught in my profession for so many years, and trust no one, which most of us Caribbean person run with. But that was exactly what this gentleman was teaching people, not to trust. Because if you come together in one unity, you become strong.
Okay.
But if you could keep them divided, we are weak. Mm. Because sometimes you ask yourself this question, why one man could have controlled 1,000? But the way you do it is the same thing how they break a horse.
I see.
When you read the documentary, you will see the strongest one, they will always pick on the strongest one and they will destroy it. Mm. The strong male man, they will destroy it in front of his family. So that create a fear that what the mother does do, protect the next boy,
okay,
children, and making them in a way to become soft. So nobody won't stand up to rise up to face the master. Mm. So that documentary is a documentary that it opened my eyes. And from since then, I've been reliving it, and we have been seeing it all over. And we use this, united, we strong, divided, we fall.
Okay.
But indeed, we're doing it every day.
I see.
When you see a leader rise, what comes? People try to break it down, break it. Instead of strengthening and try to find out, okay, where are you going? Should we support you, yes or no? We tend to break each other down. So it's a documentary that I will advise everybody, just Google it and read it. It's not just about 4 to 5 pages. But it's very, very powerful.
I see.
Documentary.
As I'm following you, this has to do with the Willie Lynch letter, I believe.
Yes, that's the Willie Lynch letter, yes.
Yeah, very much a very powerful influence in the people today, so many years after, and we still see the effects today in the way people think.
Definitely.
And it even has gone to our relationships.
Yes.
And the way how the state also functions, the system.
Definitely, definitely. If one rise to change things, the first thing they think, let me destroy it.
I see.
Let me make an example of the rest.
Yes.
Okay.
Sink in history.
Right. Yes. Where it makes you dependent also on the state.
Yes. And if you become dependent on the state, that means you're not free no more.
I see.
But we are free.
Very
mentally,
powerful.
Physically, we are free.
Mm-hmm.
I see why you're talking about how important that was as one of the subject areas, because especially if you're dealing with individuals who are going through so much and their spirits are broken, emotionally, psychologically, they're broken because of oppression, because what you shared a while ago, in that aspect, how far-reaching it is, you need to be equipped to help that individual as a counselor. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. And that's why we went through that documentary, piece by piece, get to understand what it is, but not become racist. Mm-hmm. Because some people, when they really, they become racist. No, we are not. Because we all have the red blood in our vein, but we see the cause. Why did these things happen? How it happened? And then we could bring solution to those problems.
Mm. Yes.
Is it safe enough to also say then, Rickson, because I'm just looking back at one of your subjects here, Christian counseling from an African indigenous perspective. Is that related to that?
Yes, it is related to that.
I see. Powerful subjects.
Powerful, powerful, powerful.
What can you say, actually, all three of you, are you going to get a turn to do that? What can you say right now to anyone listening to the show and heard all about your master's counseling degree program that you're completing in the next few weeks at Graceful Bible University Campus St. Martin through Victorious Living Foundation, right? What can you say to them? Is it very important for them to take up this course?
Yes, definitely.
Why?
If you're a person, you love to help people, and people coming to you for advice, this is a must. This is a must course. because then you will be equipped to give them the right answer. Because a lot of people have the answer, but you will learn the right answer, and they will teach you the techniques that you could use to help the person. And when you help the person don't have to remain dependent on you. The person could teach somebody else what they learn, the skills them that we learn, how to pass them on, and that person could pass it on to somebody else.
I see. And Nordeli, what about you? Why would someone have to, or someone you would say encourage them to take this course? Sorry, I do apologize. Degree.
I would encourage anybody to do this counseling degree program because it's an eye-opener. There are many hurting people in our society. There are many people who need help, and they are not equipped with the skills to sort out what's going on with themselves or in their relationship or with their children or what's going on the job. So this course helps you to see beyond the surface. It helps you to see deeper than what's going on in front of you, because there is something driving these actions. There is something driving these emotions. Something else is going on. And this course will help you to know, find out what's going on with the person and be able to interact with the person in a way that you'll be able to bring healing to that person. And so it will spread from that person to somebody else by the way that you interacted with them, especially for the leaders in the church, teachers. I would advise them to take this course because it really helps you in your function as a teacher or as a leader in the church, a pastor or an apostle, or, you know, whatever leadership function that you have in the church. This will also help. Another interesting course that subject that we did in the course is about suicide treatment and prevention, and that's very important because some people are of the opinion that because you're serving God or because you have Christ, some people in the church are not suicidal. And let me inform you, there are many people in the church who have suicidal ideation, that suicidal thoughts, and it's as if they have no one to turn to because they don't feel comfortable talking to the leaders in the church about these thoughts because, oh, you're supposed to have Christ, so Christ is supposed to strengthen you and help you to sort these things out. But it is not so. People are going through a lot. There are a lot of hurting people, especially in the church, and they need help. So I would advise the church leaders, especially because we are poised. God placed us here to take care of his flock, to be the ones to nurture his flock and lead and guide his flock to him. And he wants us to be equipped in every way and to be open in every way to be able to take care of his children, and not being judgmental and not using the scripture to beat people down or to condemn people, but to correct and to instruct and to uplift and to edify. That's what the word says. And this course will definitely equip you in that way.
I see. Well said, Nordeli. Yeah. I don't know if Dorothy has anything else to add on that in a short 1 minute and a half.
Okay. Yes, I do. Like Nordeli said with the pastors, I will go there. The Bible said to study to show yourself approved. You know, and some pastor will say, you know, that's not for me. The Holy Spirit will teach me. But if they're referring to Paul, that the Holy Spirit brought him 3 years in the wilderness, he had Gamaliel teaching him also. So some of them who is afraid to be having somebody teach them, you know, it's not teaching you about the Bible, but teaching you how to handle people. What is going on, like Nordeli say, what's in your mind. And one thing I will say, when you are counseling a person, you have to go down to the root, as we keep saying. It's because there are things in the family background from the mom, the dad, you know, maybe the child is abused, the wife was abused when she was a child, the husband was abused when he was a child. So being a counselor, it helps you to dig deep into the background so you could make that foundation, and you will know how to treat that person, that treatment, what kind of a treatment. Because we are not treating them with medication, but treating the person, how to forgive who has hurt you and who has abused you, how to move on with your life.
Very powerful. Thank you for sharing that with us, Dorothy. And I'm pretty sure the listeners out there have, you know, at this point in time, gotten a really clear idea of what the Graceville Bible University has to offer in general as courses, and in particular, the Master's in Counseling degree program. And that is, of course, offered by Victoria Slim Foundation through the Graceville Bible University. And of course, Dorothy, just coming back a little bit, I remember when you stated it earlier, very interesting internship that you're on at the ICANN Foundation.
Yes.
At the ICANN and the St. Martin Youth Council.
Yes.
Well done to you. So, Rickson, can you just share, as we close off this wonderful interview, how persons can register for the degree program in counseling? Where should they go for that information?
Okay, for this information, you go call this number, 1721-524-8731. And
can you go for that number again slowly for the listeners?
Okay, yes. 1721-524-8731.
Okay, lovely. And who would they need to connect with?
They will connect to Dr. Ernemay Francis Carter herself, and she will take them to the process and talk to them, because she not just accepting you. She just go through and find out exactly what do you need, what to equip you with, so when you finish, you get something that you're going to use. It's not just something you're going to get a degree and hang it on the wall. You're going to get something that you could use, because out of those 11 things that you, subject that you mentioned, I think she does give them also one by one for semester.
I see. Okay. Is there an email address that persons could email her on if they want to inquire for, you know?
Yes, successcoach@victoriaslivingfoundation.com.
Okay. Once again, the telephone number and email address, Rickson?
1721-524-8731.
And the email address?
successcoach@victoriaslivingfoundation.com.
Okay. successcoach@victoriaslivingfoundation.com. Wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it today from the three Master Counseling Degree students at Graceville Bible University, St. Martin Campus, and they followed the course through Victoria Slevin Foundation, and they've been on the show today sharing with you all about their journey, Rickson Martina and Nordley Gregoire and Dorothy Buzeman. I really, really thank you all three for being on the show, and I wish you all the best as you're, you know, onto an amazing journey. There's one important question I didn't ask you, actually. What's next when you graduate? What are you going to be doing after? Since you've got all this knowledge and you have your degree, Rickson, what's next?
Help as much person as possible. It's not about making money, but it's just about help as much people as possible.
Okay.
That's my aim.
And you, Nordley, what's your plans after you graduate?
My plans after I graduate, as Rickson said, help as much hurting people as possible. As we're taught, we're not supposed to be judgmental. We're supposed to help people. We're supposed to be accepting of what's going on and provide them and equip them, bring enough clarity to them so that they can come up with their own solutions. That's what we're taught. So that's what I'll be endeavoring to do.
Thank you, Nordley. And Dorothy, what's next for you when you graduate?
The same thing like everyone else. Help. And I like working with married couples, because I am myself is married. And also I like working with the youths. So I think I will volunteer and do a lot with the youths.
Okay, wonderful. So you've got your work cut out, all three of you. I wish you all the best, as you are the pioneer group of this really powerful course that has been created. May God bless you. Have yourself a lovely weekend. I'm going home to my beautiful wife. Take care.
I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.